This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
On the other side of the line, Elmer Pollard, Executive Director of the Green Times, eco-consultant and coach. Before anything else, good to have you back on the line with us in 2021 and all many blessings. And may this be a year full of beautiful memories and much success. Elmer, good morning.
Good morning, and it's awesome to be back with you. And I trust 21 will be the year when we mature in our response to crises,
yeah.
And step up to the plate as adults.
Mm.
And so, yeah, challenges ahead, but, you know, we can turn challenges into opportunities, and that's what we do.
Yeah, and many people know you as the lady from the Green Times, and rightly so, but you're also a lady with a huge interest and passion when it comes to health and natural medicine, Elmer.
Yes, I'm also a life and health coach.
Yes.
So I also run a big medical society. So I'm very much involved. That's actually my day job.
Yes.
So I run a whole bunch of groups for doctors. And so there's, you know, I'm privy to conversations happening all the time. So I do have firsthand, you know, information about what's going on, which is sometimes quite hair-raising.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But that means that, you know, the heart remains open and there's always gaps to fill and there's work to do.
Yeah, this morning we've been talking a lot about what's happening in hospitals. We're getting people sending us prayer requests this morning. We've been playing clips coming out of the Department of Health here in the Western Cape, talking about ways to supplement the current need of daily oxygen requirements where the need is now slowly outstripped the availability every day, but there are contingency plans in place. And that's the struggle not only of the patients who need it, but of medical staff who need to do all of this logistical planning. Then you still have to do your daily rounds and taking care of patients on the ground. Everybody and every resource being stretched, Elmer.
Absolutely. So that's why I think absolutely everybody should be involved to a degree to support the medical industry or sick people at least. There's all sorts of amazing examples that I've heard of you know, home oxygen care and so on that people have done in places like the NHS. I actually want to write about that. But, yeah, so we've decided to respond. There's a fantastic initiative locally where it's about the support of the nursing staff.
Mm.
So the issue is, of course, the hospitals are full to the brim, I know, because I spent hours looking for a bed for somebody 2 days ago in the Western Cape I'm talking about.
Wow.
You know, it's not just in Somerset West where I am. So we know the hospitals are full, and we know that a lot of staff got ill because, of course, they are super exposed, and also they are exhausted from this pressure for such a long time. So they are short staffed. They work long hours. They have a lot of pressure on them. Obviously, they are also fearful of contracting it. They have children at home, etc., family, elderly, and so on. So we feel as lay people, at least we can support them. So I've just joined an initiative. It's not mine, but we are. I've got a little group, and we are going to help with supplying, you know, ready-made meals.
Yes.
What happens is, you know, these are now mostly nurses we're talking about, and you know how women's work works. So after 12 hours of on the feet, very hectic work, they go home, and now they have to cook and clean their houses.
Mm.
You know, it just never stops. I don't know how these people remain standing under normal circumstances, actually. So we are trying to take some of those tasks off their hands by at least cooking ready-made family meals. And also snack, give them snacks for the days and notes of encouragement and so on. So sort of care parcel.
Wow.
And I've got a little group of people, and we are adopting nurses, so it's 5 volunteers per nurse. So it's not a lot of work. It's 3 care parcels per month that we're asking for. Anybody who's interested can reach out and help. Even if people have time but they don't have the money, we've got some people who have money but not the time. So I'm matching these volunteers up in teams so that each team gets one nurse to look after. We will have all the details about this person and what their needs are. So this, you know, this will probably be ongoing for a while. I mean, the request at this point is for a month, but I seem to think it's going to be a bit longer than that. But it's voluntary, so people can opt in and out at any point. But I've got a lovely group going, and I would obviously love more people to join.
Wow, Alma. And what I see here is opportunities. You know, this might be something someone else can say, what can we do? And we've reached a point now where, and I was thinking about this when you started, Alma, we were very intense around these conversations in April, May, June, and rightly so. Then it kind of, we realized, okay, we're in level three or level two, wherever it was at one stage. And then we kind of just let our guard down a little bit and we got on with things. And now suddenly we're back in crisis mode. And now every conversation, thought, and is on this topic. And I suddenly realized this has never went anywhere.
Absolutely. So the second wave is worse than the first wave. So we need to be serious. And also, I think the more we support our health care systems, the better for everyone. Anybody can end up in that hospital. It's not, you know, it's not only certain people. And also, I always advocate for activism because, you know, in the activism industry, we say activism is the antidote to despair. Hmm. So you're not just helping other people, you're helping yourself. If you're involved, if you do something, you actually feel better because then you don't feel powerless. And powerlessness is what leads to depression.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that around. So I always say, go into service. Through service, you get yourself out of a depression.
Yes.
Because now you have some impact. It's a tiniest little drop in the ocean. There is really, I mean, it can be overwhelming if you look at the big picture. But at least today, you can do something. And that is helpful.
Alma, you say you're going to write about it, so we can keep our eyes open for over the next few days on the Green Times and get some input from you in what you're seeing on the ground and some of these initiatives like the one you've just mentioned.
You can give my cell phone number because I can join them up to my little group. It's called Circle of Love.
Wow.
And anybody can join, preferably through WhatsApp because
yes.
I don't touch cell phones anymore.
Okay, we know that from Alma. That's why
it's
Alma and I speak.
Radiation illness.
Yes,
so, yeah.
Exactly.
And that's another thing we will speak about soon. But can I give you my cell phone number?
Please go ahead, Alma.
So 084-868-2908. Anybody who would like to join Circle of Love and help with cooking and supporting and also emotionally supporting the nurses are absolutely welcome.
So there you have it. That's Alma.
Please just send me a WhatsApp.
Yeah, WhatsApp only there to Alma. Please don't try and call that number. Alma will simply not answer, not because she doesn't like you, but Alma won't even answer if I phoned her. So don't try and phone her. But you're welcome to send a WhatsApp. And if that's something that maybe something's being sparked inside of you this morning as you're listening, saying, what can I do in my area with my influence and my abilities to be able to make a difference? And
well,
I just want to say this.
I want to say in closure, this needs to happen around all hospitals.
Yes.
This is not a unique thing here by us. It needs to be everywhere. If you are not involved yet, reach out to your local hospital, find out how you can get involved, and start cooking extra meals and freeze them because we'll just deliver it frozen because it's going to sit there in the fridge during the whole shift, which is 12 hours. Then by the time they go home, they have a ready meal for the family, and that's going to be helpful. Nutrition is incredibly essential.
Mm. Alma Pollard, thank you. Thanks for. I'm convinced of this, that somebody has just been ignited, maybe more than one person this morning, ignited by what you're saying, yes, I felt helpless and I wasn't sure what I could do. Now I know because this is kind of my thing. This is speaking to somebody this morning. Alma Pollard, I just want to honor you for the work you're doing and for getting people on your team and everyone else. And join Alma if you want to. And keep an eye on thegreentimes.co.za.
Awesome. And bless you for spreading the word. So my little group is, of course, focused on Somerset West.
There we go. So if that's your area, get in touch with Alma Pollard. 084-868-2908. That's WhatsApp only. Alma Pollard, have yourself a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Blessings to you and strength.
Thank you for this year.
Thanks. And strength for your tasks. Strength
Thank to you.
You. Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Alma. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.